7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the Boston bombing and related conversations. The trial that will ultimately happen for this guy, Roberta, by the way, is here with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Do you think that when this guy is tried, the people who are on the jury should be anonymous? There are a lot of people who are now thinking, because there is a case being built against this 19-year-old youngster, so he's going to have a trial. It'll be very highly publicized, you can be sure about that. There are a lot of courts in highly publicized criminal trials that withhold the names and addresses and other identifying information of jurors and their families. A lot of people say that that increases the likelihood of selecting an impartial jury, which will render a fair verdict, because jurors' fears of being harassed by the media are greatly reduced. Once again, the media, the bad guys. Who thinks yes and who thinks no on this? 888-302-3684.
What about safety concerns?
Well, how do you get a fair trial being this guy? Not to say that he really deserves anything, but everybody deserves a fair trial, I guess.
Well, that's what the system says. We're supposed to, everybody's supposed to be tried.
You find 12 people that just won't want to go guilty.
Right.
Yeah, right.
To give them a jury trial and try to find someone who hasn't seen this is going to be really hard.
So what do we do? Just take them out back and shoot them?
Yeah.
Well, they almost did that.
Right.
In the boat.
They wanted to try to figure out whether he knows anything or not. But think about it in terms of this trial or other high-profile trials. Those who are critics argue that an anonymous jury gets a subtle message from the court that the defendant is a dangerous person, thus the defendant's right to presumption of innocence is threatened. They add that the jury anonymity damages press coverage of trials, and instances of bias could stay hidden because reporters don't have the chance to interview jurors after they have rendered their verdicts. What do you think? I think we ought to post this on Facebook, Kenny, if you wouldn't mind. Should juries for high-profile criminals be anonymous? And 888-302-3684, well, connect with us that way.
Most of them go out and write a book anyway.
Well, I don't know that that's the case. I think sometimes
you
there
see
are
a lot of these juries
write
become,
these books,
get their 15 minutes of fame afterwards.
Yeah. So what's the correct way? I'll just ask Jennifer. I think she already expressed herself.
Yes.
So
I did. You can skip me if you want.
All right, Roberta, what do you say? Should juries for high-profile criminal trials be anonymous?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Richie?
I say yes, but then sometimes they choose not to be so they can get their 15 minutes of fame.
Exactly.
All right, and what about you, Kenny?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I mean, in theory, they should be.
All right. Your thoughts, you can share them with us. It's Doug at DougSteffen.com, by the way. Email address to Jennifer is Jen, or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Roberta at DougSteffen.com. Rich at DougSteffen.com. Ken at DougSteffen.com. All right, so, Kenny, what else is going on our social media pages?
People really like the Neil Diamond video, his performance of Sweet Caroline at Fenway Park this weekend.
Yeah, that's and it was good. It was kind of cool. It was a uniting event. Too bad we can't have it. It's too bad it takes one of these horrible tragedies to bring everybody together. What a strange thing about human nature.
It's unfortunate, yes, but we need something to bring us all together. Because otherwise we're just complacent.
Well,
it's horrible that it happens and that it has to happen, but like I said, bad brings out good.
All right, that's your thought on it. What else, Kenny, have you got there?
Warren Eckstein stopped by early this morning. He likes the article about the cinnamon challenge that we posted at DougSteffen.com. Mm-hmm. Make sure, especially if you have children, take a look at that and be ready to talk to them about it before they do something stupid.
Yep. That's a good idea. Anything else that you see of note, Twitter and or Facebook?
No, not really. A lot of people are still waiting to see what's going to happen next with the bombing suspect.
This will go on for months, if not years.
Right.
Yeah, this story's not over.
So, speaking of court, can I share an interesting
experience
with you?
Yes, we'd love it.
The other day I was not here because I had to go to court.
Right.
I violated the HOV rules.
Oh, no!
Oh!
Hang them high.
I drive into work by myself, and you have to be off of Route 66 by 6:30. And at 6:40, I was still on the road before I got a late start. And so anyway, I go to court. I think court is always an interesting place to go.
I meant to ask you. I'm sorry I didn't, because I figured this would be a good story.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the story is I was guilty. I pled guilty, and I hope that they drop the fine a little bit. But since it's a state-imposed fine as opposed to a local fine, the judge has no, he can't. So I paid my $170.
So
it was, a worthwhile event then.
Well, but here's why it was a worthwhile event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating to go watch the court. And this judge ran this courtroom like on a dime, man.
Really?
This guy explained everything. He went through it. If a case was going to take longer, then he went through and he'd say, okay, you guys sit to the side. We'll be back with you in a few minutes. Next case. And he would bring up all of the cases that where he could just get them out of the way, and then he would go to the longer cases. But the thing I walked out, it was fascinating. And let me preface this by saying, I'm married to a Colombian woman. My mother-in-law lives with us, who speaks little English. My wife spoke no English when she came to this country. It took her 2 years to learn how to speak English. Both of my kids speak Spanish. Both of my kids have been to Colombia several times and Panama. Now, the story. Out of the seven Spanish last name sounding defendants who got up and had a case called before them, how many of those seven do you think needed an interpreter?
All of them.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Every single one of
them.
This
is so sickening.
Need an interpreter. But here's the and that doesn't fascinate me as much as.
No, but they shouldn't be allowed to use a court system if you can't speak the language.
They shouldn't be here.
Every other. I was the only quote unquote white guy in the courtroom.
Every
other person that got caught up of other nationalities spoke perfect English, did not need an interpreter. If they were North African, or they were Middle Eastern, or they were Asian,
damnable,
they did not need an interpreter. Every single Hispanic, Latino needed an interpreter, and I was dumbfounded. I was absolute.
So the arrogance that comes from so many of these people.
The judge would say, and this is obviously just an ongoing thing, because every person that got up with a quote-unquote un-American last name, whatever that might be, he would just say, you know, how do you plead, how do you plead, how do you plead. Every name that he called that had a Spanish-sounding last name, the first question out of his mouth would be, do you speak English.
But
he didn't need to ask that for anybody who's Asian, Middle Eastern, whatever. It was unreal. I could not believe what I was seeing.
What an indictment. Coming up, something Richie's going to be very pleased about. Now that he's upset, we'll try to please him. Also, you'll be interested in knowing that this week in Iowa, the Army Corps of Engineers is going to issue a permit to the Iowa Fertilizer Company to allow construction of a $1 billion fertilizer plant after a deal has been reached to monitor the site to ensure that it's not an Indian burial ground. They were not interested at all whether it was safe. You know, the focus on the Texas fertilizer plant last week and the bomb there, or it didn't bomb, it was just blew up. So these guys and I were going to build a fertilizer plant, and the only thing they're concerned about is whether or not there's Indians buried underneath we're going to put the plant. Hello. Is this from the same page as why don't any of the Hispanic surnamed people speak English?
Mm. Or why they're allowed to build a fertilizer plant within 100 yards of home anyway?
Well, no, but now they're more worried about the 100 yards of an Indian burial ground.
I know.
They are. All right, let's calm down for a minute. Doug, calm down. I need Richie to actually address the way I look today and the way you look today.
Address away.
Roberta looks today, the way Jennifer looks today, Kenny. How about the way you look today? Are you happy with your look? Are you brushing your hair? And as you brush your hair, a lot of hair comes out. Do you ever do that? I used to do that. Actually, sometimes I still do. I have a hairbrush that I've had for years and years and years and years and years. Every once in a while, I take a Q-tip and I clean out between
rows,
the bristles, to clean it out.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is there, and that stuff is coming out of your scalp because your follicles are plugged up. So, what's your problem, Roberta?
I'm eating breakfast and I'm thinking about this.
Yeah, really? Yeah. You're worried about that after some of the antics you pull while you're eating your breakfast or doing stuff?
Please. It's gross.
All right, well, here's
you
a way to
clean
fix
it out.
This.
It's horrible.
Right, but you don't want to lose your hair.
No.
And that's why Provia.
Furball, sorry.
Okay. Yeah. The new Provia, do we say? We haven't decided whether we like Provia
or Provia. I have to look it up. Hold on, because I've heard it two different ways now.
Strengthens your hair follicles, give you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's great for men and for women. If you have thinning hair, now you can join the tens of thousands who are using the scientific breakthrough called Provia, seeing amazing results. It's a serum. It's all natural. No side effects. Not going to leave your hair greasy, oily. It's not going to plug up the pores. It's going to clean the pores so more hair grows back in. And what is there is going to be thicker and have much more body to it. So you want compliments everywhere you go? 800-525-8319 for Provia. It works or your money back. 800-525-8319. I know I have your attention. Order Provia now. Get a free month supply. Mention Doug Stephan, and you get it an extra free month, and it's risk-free. The natural way to enjoy fuller, thicker hair is with Provia. 800-525-8319. There's nothing to lose and a whole lot to gain with Provia. 800-525-8319.
Introducing a faster way to push-to-talk. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Free. You push-to-talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
All right, so the question is, should juries for high-profile criminal trials be anonymous? Joy says that they should be given the option of being anonymous or not. It's a matter of privacy without the pressure of the public. Doug says jurors are volunteering their time and should be protected from the media. Our country has gone way too far in the needing to know department. Melinda says it would help jurors make them feel safer and more confident. So they say yes, no. Philip says jurors' information should remain public knowledge. The integrity of the case is jeopardized when exceptions are made to that. Stephanie in Florida says there shouldn't be special treatment for a high-profile case. The law is black and white, not gray. All right, thanks for the input.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Until you get to the chorus.
Called American Swamp Rock. Indian Swamp Rock. Group was formed in L.A. in 1968. Lolly and Pat Vegas, they are brothers, had been session workers. They started on Shindig. Man.
Oh, geez.
Isn't that put?
Wow.
Anthony Bellamy of the Bellamy Brothers and Peter DePoe were also members of the group. Redbone had one hit before this, the Witch Queen of New Orleans. It's another. I mean, Richie, if you can find that and play a little of it, it's the same.
Witch Queen of New Orleans.
It's exactly the same kind of stuff as this. All these songs, they only had these two that they were best known for, but this is the same kind of silly stuff. The Witch Queen of New Orleans.
I like it.
Sounds like the way I talk.
She's the what?
She's the witch queen.
She's the witch queen of New Orleans.
The '70s were cool.
I'm seeing it bouncing around in my
chair. This song actually has lyrics, I think.
Yeah. We should crank it up. Let's see. Or let's hear. Zombies! No wonder.
You want me to make you feel really old?
What's that?
All right, so The Laura Ingraham Show is produced out of these studios.
Yes, we have Laura.
And she's got a cast of characters that are her producers, most of them under the age of...
Still going through puberty.
22, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And the other day, she was traveling, and they were kind of unsure as to whether she was going to be able to get a studio. So I said to them, the five of them, so are you going to be live or Memorex?
They didn't know.
I got a totally blank look out of all five of them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And finally one of them said, what's Memorex?
Oh.
And I was like, wow. And the four or five of us, you know, older radio vets around here just started laughing. We get this every year when we get intern season. But for none of them to know what the term Memorex meant. And then I said, you know, like the cassette. And a couple of them didn't even really understand what a cassette was.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Fairly
serious. Did you explain it to them?
Was blown away.
Blown away. All right, coming up in the next half hour of Good Day, as a continuation of the focus on Boston last week, has citizen journalism found its payday? And also, McDonald's agrees to pay $700,000 to... Muslims, what's that all about? Plus a special for Richie. It's 28 after here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
How about sauteed chicken? It's quick and easy and it's just delicious to eat. I've just been to my supermarket and I got a package of cut-up chicken. Here's what they gave me.
Almost a decade after her passing, culinary superstar Julia Child's amazing life is examined in a new biography, Deary, by author Bob Spitz.
I was fascinated with Julia Child as a subject. She, for me, represented a beloved American icon, and I wanted to know what made this woman tick, and also how she changed not only the way that we eat, but the way that we live. This woman went from being a modern television personality to becoming a force in America and a part of our lives. Julia didn't believe in prepackaged food, and Julia wasn't prepackaged herself. She was just a natural on TV. She did not... She didn't take media training to change that warbly voice of hers. She didn't have a battalion of stylists. She was just herself. It was someone they could relate to. And that wonderful independent spirit is what sold Julia to the American public.
That's Bob Spitz on his biography of Julia Child entitled Deary.
And it needs a bit of seasoning at this point. You sprinkle on a little salt. Put on a little pepper. And a herb of some sort.
There's more online. InsightDailyRadio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And a taste absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge in I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
If this good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too.
What a wonderful world we live in.
My voice.
Full of connection, full of love, full of hope, full of fear and hurt. It's a good balance. I guess we're all about being balanced. And so we are in a reflective mood. I think we will be for at least part of the week anyway. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen wondering out loud whether citizen journalism, which is the act of everyday folks like you becoming the real-time reporters using your cell phone, your iPhone, your email, it's becoming a great discussion topic in even the most staunch newsrooms around the world. Turn on any major network, and within 10 minutes you'll see at least a couple of video clips that were recorded from a viewer's cell phone or something that was culled from YouTube. With, not many exceptions, these videos are rarely run on the air with any compensation, no credit given to the person who captured the footage. And now, you'll be happy to know, there's a site you can go to, Raw Porter. Everybody go there if you want and see what's the story. If you haven't heard of it, Raw. RAWPORTER. New media industry startup with a mission of efficiently brokering footage between TV stations and everyday citizen journalists. Company founder, Raw Porter founder Kevin Davis, says, and this guy was a television reporter, Regina, a producer.
Yeah.
He decided that he would start the company. Raw Porter, born out of our experience. We were at restaurants. The car drove into the building next door. We saw at least a dozen people record the incident on their cell phone. None of the footage ever appeared on the evening news. All of the cell phone video of fire trucks, police, ambulances went unused. That's when we thought there was a gap between the media and the masses, which are already on scene when spontaneous events occur. We spent the next couple of months determining how to build a business model around crowdsourced news, and now they have this app for the iPhone called Raw Porter.
See a celebrity, catch breaking news. Our free app gets you cash and the credit you deserve.
Oh, jeez.
What's up, right?
I find this very...
I will tell you, though.
Yes, listen.
I watch Twitter and Facebook when there's a big news event going on. Because it's not necessarily that they are reporting the news, but everybody is sharing the news.
Yep.
And they may see a story or a fact that you haven't seen on the major news sites.
And then some.
Yeah.
All right, so Richie.
Yeah.
There's a new can on the block.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not sure.
Flush? Oh. Not that kind of can?
No, it's not that kind of can.
Just checking.
This is probably like nothing you've ever seen before.
Must have something to do with beer since he's singling me out.
Right. The Vice President of Innovation for Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, not a fan of them anymore.
I know, you're not. Said that the world's most iconic beer brand deserves the world's most unique and innovative can.
Right.
So there is this new bow tie can that was introduced last week. Not replacing the traditional Budweiser can, but it has been in development for a couple of years. They think that they can enhance the value of the brand. I don't know how the hell they think they can do that, but anyway, this is a new shape of a can, like a bow tie. Is that going to get you to buy Budweiser? Why would that get you to buy Budweiser?
Well, when a beer has no flavor, they need niche little tricks to make people buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it just looks like it's got Crawl a little crease can. In the middle.
Yeah, right. Crawl-on's can. Each bow tie has 137 calories in the can.
Right.
What's the average beer? How much calorie? I don't know.
You can go anywhere from 100 to 500, 600, depending on what you drink.
Really?
I drink a stronger beer that's a little bit darker, so it's going to be higher in calories, but I only need to drink two or three as opposed to 10.
You took us to a beer place when we stopped to visit with you a couple of weeks ago in New York, in Washington.
Yep.
And
it's a microbrew restaurant.
Yeah. Were those beers, were they full of calories?
No, they weren't really, they weren't 100 calories. 100 calories is like a diet beer. That's like a light beer. Your average beer is probably going to be 250 calories, 300 calories, something like that. And when you get into the microbrew that has a little bit heavier ingredients, it is probably going to be 300-400 calories.
Yeah. It's just interesting to see how they, in essence, are acknowledging what you've said. They got to do something to trick people into wanting to buy the beer.
Yeah,
because
any of these Coors, Budweiser, Miller Lite type things, there's no flavor there.
He's such a snob. I'm
sorry. Hey, listen.
It's okay. You got to like what you got to drink what you like.
Jennifer, you obviously walk through the wine section.
Oh, yeah, and I do the same thing.
At the grocery store or wherever you go, and you go, oh, God, who could drink that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, friends don't let friends drink Zinfandel.
White Zinfandel.
Red Zinfandel is very good. Friends don't let friends drink white Zinfandel.
All right. In a moment, we have a $700,000 settlement from McDonald's. It'll be interesting to know what they're paying for. It's 22 before the hour on Good Day.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Discover Card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Spring is officially here, and for many people, that means allergies. Longtime allergy sufferer and host of Dancing with the Stars, Brooke Burke-Charvet, has once again teamed up with the makers of Claritin to take their new challenge and share her story.
Spring is a very busy time. I'm hosting Dancing with the Stars. My children are more active and demanding, and I love to find time to exercise outdoors. I have no time to let allergies get the best of me. My Claritin Clear Challenge is a 2-minute sneak peek into my daily life. You'll get an idea of how I'm able to handle some of life's everyday obstacles without having to worry about my allergies. This spring, I'm taking the Claritin Clear Challenge. It's simple. When your allergies start, take one 24-hour Claritin every day of your allergy season, as long as your allergy triggers remain, for continuous relief or your money back.
Visit ClaritinChallenge.com for details about Brooke's story and the money-back guarantee. That's ClaritinChallenge.com. Use as directed.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427, installation required. See store for details. Members are voice on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Doug's Good Day with Richie and Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny. McDonald's Corporation has agreed to pay $700,000 to Muslims in a settlement for misrepresenting foods that were, I guess, somehow or other.
There was pork in it when there wasn't
Hindus,
supposed to be.
Or vegetarians, Sikhs, other groups also objected to the contents on religious grounds, but they didn't tell you what was in it. So once they found out what was in it, then they sued, and so McDonald's has to pay out $700,000.
You know, I support this not so much in that for religious reasons.
You mean,
but just for the fact that McDonald's has no idea what's going into their food.
Yeah.
So any group that can sue them should, so that they have to actually know what's going in their food. Either that, or they know it and they just didn't want to claim it.
So, as we continue to talk, there are two things that will be fairly prominent this week, I'm going to guess, in conversation. The weather in the Midwest, we are seeing a repeat of, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago, when all the rains and the storms in the Midwest flooded a lot of the land along the rivers in the Midwest especially. So you got to wonder, we go from drought to flood. From 1 year, it's been back and forth. Look at the last 4, 5, 6 years. 1 year is a drought, next year there's a flood. Drought, flood, drought, flood. You got to wonder what's left of the land, some of these wonderful river bottoms, with all that great rich soil that's basically flowing down the river into the mouth of the Mississippi. They have to dredge it out. And then once they dredge it out, what do they do with it? I'd always, I'd be wondering what they do with all that stuff that they dredge out of there.
The earth is able to take care of itself.
It's just
inconvenient for us it that it doesn't do exactly what we want it to do.
All right, the other thing that will stay with us probably for most of the week are the ins and outs, the comings and goings. What are we learning from the bombing suspect? The issue of Miranda warnings, the Constitution's Fifth Amendment, the public safety exceptions, what's at issue here? Can you interrogate a suspect without offering him the benefit of Miranda if he could have information that's of urgent concern for public safety? There seems to be some confusion about whether or not this kid will get a pass. Unfortunately, it's in the hands of Attorney General Eric Holder, who's an incompetent. But he's been pretty good at stretching
about
the law.
This public safety thing, that's pretty interesting, actually, in that they see a situation where they deem the public safety is more at risk with having him there. Just get him out quickly.
Right.
Here's the situation. We've got him. Now we need to get him into jail or into a safe place, and we're worried about Miranda later.
Somebody's going to try to take a shot at him.
Well, that's the thing. Once they put him into prison, who's not going to take a shot at him?
So they're saying, okay,
they know they have to get him
now. In these circumstances, we do not have to take the opportunity to Mirandize him and possibly mess this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
So we will just clear the situation, make it safe, and then we'll worry about that once we get him into custody.
3 decades ago, the Supreme Court for the first time gave police and federal agents the authority to avoid giving criminal suspects Miranda warnings. when the public safety is justified. 1984 decision in the Supreme Court held that. But that's still, you got to define these things. And in the heat of all of the stuff that was going on, who's going to be the lawyer that's wandering around with these policemen trying to check to see, well, let me see if I don't do Marina's rights.
They already have somebody saying that they're willing to represent them.
Represent him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be.
Trying to make a name for themselves, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, hey, everybody deserves a good defense. Everybody.
Right. Everybody.
This kid, a lot of people feel, has a defense in that he was brainwashed by his older brother, who was, you know, brought in by some extremists.
The only thing that could get him, though, is maybe not the death penalty. But he's, I mean,
exactly.
Locked away.
Right,
I mean,
he's
that's
done for life.
But,
right.
If he is locked away, then he is going to have the death penalty because somebody will get him inside.
They'll put him in a, he'll spend the rest of his life in a single cell by himself in a federal prison.
Yeah.
There's no way they put him
19.
In general pop.
Think about that at the age of 19.
Oh, it's a sad waste, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it really is. Yeah, something awful. A 13-story rocket has blasted off on orbit from a new commercial spacecraft. This is a spaceport built in Virginia. Richie,
yeah.
Do you know?
It's down in the southern, southeastern shore of Virginia. And had I been alert the other night, I could have walked outside of my door and watched it go over.
Yep, you could have done that. Yeah. All right, well, we're going to see if we can wake Richie up. Stand by for more of that, folks. Stand by for Richie waking up here on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
All right, so one of the other stories connected to the Boston Marathon and its victims, the bombing, crowdfunding. I was talking earlier, and I think this week that'll be one of the side stories because I am a big fan of crowdfunding anyway. $2 million so far.
Incredible.
Raised. $2 million to pay the medical, and there wasn't even a request or an ask for how much, you know, there was no, okay, how much. But there are a number of people who've had their limbs changed, and so in order to have them limbs changed, limbs added on, in order to give them the best, the crowdfunder says, let's make sure there's plenty of money
because
so all these people who are hurt will get absolutely the best treatment possible.
Technology has come a long way in this field.
Yeah.
But usually the military pays for it for our veterans who
right.
need it.
Mm-hmm.
These people, the insurance will not cover it. And I would tell you, after 9/11, when the government gave all of the victims and the family victims money, I feel a whole lot better about this method.
Yeah, me
that.
Too.
Yep. So that's very cool. It's 51 past the hour. Speaking of things very cool, this is Good Day.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Was a weekend to reflect on an emotional week gone by. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. It seems for all of us, especially those in and around the Boston area, the 5 work days of last week seem much longer than just a week. It began 1 week ago, Monday, the 15th of April, the Boston Marathon, a marathon that will forever be remembered for the blast that killed 3 people and injured nearly 200 others. In the days that followed, an outpouring of emotion and support for the city from the entire country. Last Friday, the shootout, the death of one suspect, a lockdown, and then the eventual capture of the other suspect. And that led to an outpouring of emotions that lasted right through the weekend. Feelings of pride and gratitude.
We're just so grateful and recharged right now that he's been found and so happy. Can't thank the Watertown and Boston Police Departments enough.
Meanwhile, the investigation continues. The surviving suspect, the younger brother, still recovering from wounds suffered at his capture. He remains hospitalized but is said to be awake and now responding in writing to questions. 19-year-old Johar Tsarnaev remains under heavy guard. Charges could be formally filed against him as early as today. The Boston Marathon bombing and investigation was the subject on all of the Sunday talk shows yesterday. On CBS's Face the Nation, Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis said it's likely the two brothers could very well have been planning more attacks.
They clearly had other explosives. They detonated those explosives at the scene of the arrest and shootout in Watertown. We feel that they had plans to use those explosives, possibly on soft targets.
And over on ABC's This Week, Boston Mayor Thomas Menino talked about putting his city on lockdown for an extended period, saying it was the right thing to do considering the amount of explosives the suspected bombers had in their possession during the massive manhunt. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
Some inventory arrived late for our famous April sale. And that means you can still save big at Lumber Liquidator's Second Chance Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. Just arrived. Laminate and vinyl wood plank at incredibly low April sale prices. Hardwood and bamboo, all at the best deals of the year. Plus, get special financing. Second chances don't last long, and neither will these big deals. Second Chance Flooring Clearance Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com. And find your local store today.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427. Installation required. See store for details. Members are voice on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
On Wall Street, the market trying to pick up where it left off on Friday. The Dow finished with a 10-point gain, closing out the week at 14,548. S&P rose 14 points, NASDAQ gained 40, but overall for the week, all three indexes were down more than 2%. Today is April 22nd. It happens to be Earth Day, which means, at the very least, you need to step outside and enjoy some fresh air. Earth Day, considered by many to mark the birth of the environmental movement in the U.S. The idea for Earth Day was born in the early 60s amid growing concern for the impact humans have on the environment. Today, millions celebrate Earth Day by working to improve the environment through action. Every year, people participate in cleanups, petition drives, and organized events. Business at the box office this past weekend.
What are you looking for in those books? If you bring back old memories?
Yes, memories of a day when Morgan Freeman wasn't in every movie that came out. Tom Cruise, Morgan Freeman, Oblivion, the science fiction thriller, $38.2 million, number one in its debut weekend. And finally, back to Boston, specifically Fenway Park this past Saturday. It was the Red Sox's first home game since the Boston Marathon bombing. Sweet Caroline, the sing-along at Red Sox games has become a tradition. Guess who showed up to sing it in person?
Thank you, Boston!
The one and only Neil Diamond, to the delight of Red Sox Nation. And at age 72, he sounded more like he's still 32 as he led the crowd in a sing-along no one will soon forget. Some trouble syncing up with the recorded version. I mean, nobody could find a karaoke version of Sweet Caroline that he could sing to. All right, even so, it was a wonderful and memorable day at Fenway Park. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, here's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.